Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 54 of The Spiritual Combat, The Manner in Which We Ought to Receive the Blessed Sacrament. The motives for approaching this divine sacrament are many, from which it follows that there are various requirements to be observed at three different times. First, before communion. Second, at the moment of reception of communion. Three, after communion. Before communion, whatever be our motive, we must, if stained with mortal sin, cleanse ourselves in the sacrament of penance. And with all sincerity of heart, we must offer ourselves to Jesus Christ, consecrating our souls and all our faculties to his service. For it is in this sacrament that he bestows to mankind his body, blood, soul, and divinity, together with the immense and inexhaustible treasure of his infinite merits. And as all of our gifts to him are insignificant when compared to his gifts to us, we should desire nothing less than the totality of merits gained by the created beings of the universe to offer as a present deserving his regard. If our desire is victory over spiritual adversaries, we should meditate for some time previous to the reception of communion on the incomprehensibly ardent desire of our Savior to be with us in suppressing our inordinate appetites. In order, however, to formulate some idea of this divine wish in our regard, we must consider two things. The first is the ineffable joy with which wisdom incarnate dwells among us, for he calls it his delight. Proverbs 8:31. The second is the implacable hatred he bears toward mortal sin, inasmuch as it is both an insuperable obstacle to that much desired intimate union with him, and in utter opposition to his divine perfections. For as God is sovereignly good, a light undimmed and beauty inviolate, we must inevitably hate sin, which is all malice, all darkness, and all corruption. So burning indeed is this hatred of God for sin, that the entire dispensation of the Old and New Testaments has been ordained for its destruction. Several of God's saints have said that divinity would have suffered 1,000 deaths on 1,000 Golgothas, if the smallest faults could be annihilated within us. These considerations, rudimentary as they are, may enable you to see how much our Savior desires to dwell within our hearts to expiate therefrom our common enemies. Thus, we should welcome him with all the fervor of which we are capable. The joyful expectancy of his arrival will raise our courage and inspire us to war anew on our predominant passion by performing many acts of the contrary virtue. Particularly should this be on the evening before and on the morning of our reception of Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night, Father Scupoli mentioned that Christ is present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He mentions it again tonight. But he adds tonight that Christ is present also with his immense and inexhaustible treasure of his infinite merits. In other words, all the things he won for us by his loving obedience unto death are made available for us and to us in this sacrament. And what did Christ merit on the cross? He merited victory over his enemies, over death, over sin, over the devil. And so when we're preparing for communion, we want to, first of all, be cleansed of mortal sin. That's the first thing. Okay. But then he wants us to offer. What does he want us to offer? Offer ourselves. Offer ourselves to Jesus Christ. So we go to Mass, not just to receive. We go first and foremost to offer. And because we are united in a body, the mystical body of Christ, and each one of us belongs to each other, in a real way, we can even offer up each other. We can offer up all the good that each of us is doing. Offer that all of that to the Lord. And if it seems insignificant, well, we just keep offering more and more. Secondly, if we want victory over our spiritual adversaries, we have to think about his desire. What does he desire? To be one with us. He wants to be one with us. Why? Well, because he loves us and he knows that we need it. We cannot conquer our inordinate appetites on our own. If we could, he wouldn't have become man. He wouldn't have left the Eucharist for us. So he comes into us to fight our fights. With desire, I have desire to eat this meal with you, Christ told his disciples at the Last Supper. With desire, I have desire to eat this meal with you. He says the same thing to you and I. And it's not just a desire. He actually enjoys being with us. This is the thing the devil doesn't want us to believe. He doesn't want us to believe that Christ actually enjoys being with us. Sometimes penitents will apologize to a priest. They'll say, oh, Father, I'm sorry. I'm taking up so much of your time. And sometimes what they don't realize is the priest actually enjoys being with them. The priest enjoys talking to them. And if a priest can enjoy talking to us, how much more does Christ, the high priest, enjoy it? His delight is to be with you. His delight is to be with you. And so when we go to communion, we're actually giving him joy. We go not just for ourselves, we go also to give him joy, to please him. And in receiving him, we receive the victory, the power, the means to overcome our spiritual enemies. Christ hates sin because it keeps us from him. He hates sin because it's basically selfishness. And what is God? God is infinite self-giving love that pours itself out, that cannot stop pouring itself out. And so anything that's unlike that, he hates. So let us ask the Lord tonight on this traditional Feast of Corpus Christi, on this first Thursday of the month, a day dedicated to the priesthood of Jesus Christ, on this night of the first anniversary of a great priest's death, Father Jonathan Robinson. Let's ask the Lord for the grace to believe in his love for us. If he didn't love us, if he didn't enjoy being with us, he would not have left himself for us in the Holy Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.